your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Show us about your calls. We go to them. Start things out. John is on the line in Illinois, and John, you are on the Amp Line. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to
first and foremost, are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm on a Skype because my cell phone.
It's actually not bad. Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, I have a friend who this happened about a year ago to him. He got tried as a sex offender because he was 22, and the girl that he was dating was 16.
Oh boy. 16,
yeah,
huh?
and that definitely he got thrown in jail, and he said that was probably the worst. And then also he is now a registered sex offender for 10 years, which means that basically it's going to appear on any background check. So he's going to have trouble getting a job, and he's going to have trouble getting places to live because a lot of apartments do that too. So it just doesn't seem like it seems like they're being over regulatory of that, because clearly he's not a bad guy. It's not like he was trying to be lecherous and evil, you know. They were dating and in a relationship.
How did this come to the attention of the law? Did the parents find this out and they didn't appreciate it too much, or do you know what happened there?
I guess what happened was the parents found out, and then they freaked out and called the police, and yeah, so that kind of was how that happened.
So
16 and 22?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like that big of a stretch to me.
Well, apparently it's illegal, Mark. Yeah. You just put a stop to this. And, you know, it's unfortunate what's happened to your friend. I guess on the positive side, it's not a lifetime sex offender registry that he's been applied to. But they are going to be essentially making him a social pariah as much as they possibly can because, well, he followed his manly instincts and was attracted to was probably an attractive young lady. I mean, there are a lot of guys that have been in that same situation. Fortunately, most of them didn't get busted for it. And it is a consensual relationship. I mean, she's 16 years old. She knows exactly what she's doing as far as on a day-to-day basis. She can make decisions for herself. She's a big enough girl to know whether she wants to spread her legs or not, and I'm not even saying that even happened in this case, but I presume it did. It was a statutory rape charge that he was charged with, right?
I'm trying to remember the exact term. You know, they use such kind of inflammatory language in the name of the charges. I think it was like something like criminal sexual assault or something, which doesn't even nearly describe how that even would have gone down. So it just kind of was. I mean, I've never had any run-ins with the law, so when I heard about this from my friend, I'm thinking. Really? Where's our system of justice to kind of protect people who might not, you know, who may have done something that some people disapprove of, but may have not, you know, really done anything morally wrong?
Right. There's no victim here. I understand that people, that certain parental individuals out there may want to protect their daughters and their sons from having sex with other people that are older than them. They probably would like to prevent them from having sex with people that are the same age as well, just because it seems to be the parents. A lot of parents don't want their kids having sex, as though they can stop them somehow. And I guess the parents feel as though because they can't completely control what their kids do, that they should have the law out there threatening their children's or their teenagers' friends with violence if they were to get together and rub body parts.
I just wonder out of curiosity, like, what did this girl go on, who was the guy that she went on to date after this? I mean, was it a step up in the parents' eyes, or did they really just shoot themselves in the foot? You know, I don't know anything about your friend or his situation.
Well, next guy was probably legal, because age of consent, from what I understand, is 17 in Illinois.
Yeah, that's true.
So, half by a year.
My question, it's so silly. My question is, who told them, like, how did they prove sex? The cops.
They asked her, and they scared her. They also got an anonymous tip, supposedly, from someone who, probably didn't approve of it. So maybe a friend or, someone who was jealous, perhaps. And, their quote, proof of it was, basically, they dragged her into the courthouse and basically yelled at her and said she was going to get in trouble and threatened her, and then kind of kept her there for hours and hours, and then she finally kind of cracked. So
that's sick, man. I mean, it's just so disturbing and despicable that these people can go ahead and just destroy people's lives on... there's for no reason. I mean, because this girl did not file a complaint. She didn't say she was actually raped. She didn't say that anything happened against her consent. It's just that mom and dad found out about this. They decided they disapproved, and they wanted to go ahead and press action. And I just find this outrageous, and it's just so sad when it happens. Because how long did he spend in jail? Is he still there?
Oh, he didn't actually spend any time in jail, but he has to, quote, get treatment, which means basically a government brainwashing course. And he actually is now experiencing being lumped in the category with people who are actually, like, pretty bad people, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, clearly, you know, you're the same as a serial rapist. And that doesn't make any sense. There's no gradation or anything.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There is no... To pretend like there is no difference between a child... as in someone who has not hit puberty and a fully, most girls are pretty much fully mature at age 16. If not, they're getting there. To pretend that there's some difference between a child and someone who has who is well into puberty is, I think, an absolute insult to those poor people that are actually molested as children by adults that they can't, they don't have the ability to say no because they're just so young and so easy to victimize. I think it's an insult to those people.
Oh, yeah. Well, and one thing he also told me about is that he has to pay for mandatory treatment, and then if his income goes up, it's like, since it's based on his income, he has to pay more into it, basically.
So he's paying the state. He's not even paying the 16-year-old girl. The state's getting that money, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and nice. And from what I understand, because I personally knew both of them, I don't think she's dated anyone since. So, I mean, good work, Mom, Dad, you know.
Well, maybe that's what
they're looking for. You know, they'd much rather have a sheltered, scarred child than one that's having sex.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry to hear that story, John. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
I don't know. So if I wanted to try to get you guys on the radio here in Chicago, what would I do about that?
Well, you've got your work cut out for you. I know that you're not the only one who's interested in that. I think there's probably a Chicago thread over on the Free Talk Live forum, the BBS. There's a whole subsection of the forum that is dedicated to the different states, 50 different states, and even other countries, and helping you get Free Talk Live on your local stations. You can go to localfact.freetalklive.com. That's local FAQ, localfact.freetalklive.com. And there's just sort of a question and answer thing there about what's the best way to approach a local radio station. But in a nutshell, you contact a local station that's not airing the show, and you know, hopefully you're already a listener to that station. If you're not, you should be honest with them and tell them that. But if you are a listener, compliment them about something about their programming, then ask them for a Free Talk Live. It's really the most straightforward way to do it.
Telling any lies, if there's any kind of slip-up or any kind of reason that the PD might not believe you, then some of them will just write you off completely because there was, you know, some kind of inconsistency. So the truth works.
Well, I would definitely listen to the radio stations if they... Free Talk Live.
That's the approach you want to take. Like, hey, I live here in Chicago, but I can't stand listening to most talk radio. However, I would definitely tune into your station if you were to air this show. So that's one way to approach it. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck out there. 800-259-9231. 17 years old, the age of consent in Illinois. Now, in some neighboring states, the ages of consent may go down all the way to 16, or may even rise to 18. That tends to be the range here in the United States. Of course, in some European countries and elsewhere around the world, ages of consent can go as low as 14, and even, I think, Spain, last time I looked, was at 13. Clearly, the definition of who can and cannot consent around the world is different.
Even with the Western world, where largely things are similar. And interestingly, even in the United States, they had laws relatively recently as low as 14. And I believe Canada.
Hawaii.
Yeah. Canada was, I believe, 14.
They also raised it, I believe. I think they raised it in Canada.
Yeah.
But it's funny, too. I mean, they didn't have a rash of teenage pregnancies for 14-year-old girls in Canada. It's not just, like...
It's morality. It has nothing to do with the age.
What's morality?
Well, it's based on morality, the age that they have sex. It's not based on whether or not they're having kids.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. I'm sure that's not the only just horror story about somebody who was a victim of the statutory rape laws. They just keep, those victims just keep stacking up, and I wonder if and when it'll ever change. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror, and pandemic kits, water storage, and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features include, by the way, the archives. got a whole lot of archives there. In fact, an entire year's worth right there on the front page of the website. You just click and download, and they are yours free at freetalklive.com. You facing a debt crisis? DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees that they can protect your bank accounts, assets, and the equity in your home. They are your debt crisis consultants. The bankruptcy laws have changed. You need DebtCrisisSolutions.com, 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123, DebtCrisisSolutions.com. We continue taking your phone calls about anything. And we'll talk to Doug in Minnesota on the Amp Line. Hello, Doug.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
A while ago, I'm a little behind on the podcast, but a young lady from the Question Club, Rose, had called in twice about why this guy wasn't kissing her or making a move, even though she had her pants off in bed and stuff like that.
Yes. She was very confused. And, of course, we suggested that she go ahead and make a move on him. I guess she decided to take her pants off, but that apparently wasn't enough of a move. Your thoughts?
Well, there's another concept here. Maybe he didn't like her.
Why was he in bed with her?
Well, there's lots of reasons. Now, I'm not a beautiful man like Mark is, but I am a studly handsome man.
Okay.
So, and I've had girls in my bed taking off their shirts who are friends who are trying to make a move. I was so not into them because I'm not attracted to certain body shapes or whatever the case is, and I'm not suggesting roses this way. But many people have different tastes, and I was not interested in these girls, so it was like, ew, you know, I wasn't responding to her hints and stuff because I was blatantly ignoring them.
So,
and I'm not gay either, so maybe this guy just isn't into her.
It's possible. Certainly the possibility exists, but, you know, I must say that he finds her interesting, and usually, you know, I don't know how to say this. Guys' standards tend to be a little lower in that sense. You know, like so they'll go ahead and do something that, you know, maybe she's not the most attractive girl. Maybe he likes her as a friend. I don't know, but it seems so odd that he would be hanging out with her, you know, as much as he does, and not be interested in any way.
Well, it just depends. I mean, this girl I was with, or who wanted to be with me, was in the same band I was in. So we were hung out quite a bit, and I just was not into her. And she got the liquid courage going and jumped into bed with me, and, you know, off came the top, and I just ignored her, and it really crushed her when I didn't respond because she threw all the hints, and I was, like, you know, trying to balance between the friendship and the professional band thing. And then
not always the easiest thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, it's certainly an option. Although I think that if she would just lay it out there and talk to the guy, she'd be able to find out for sure instead of all this beating around the bush stuff, which, you know, sometimes, you may be right, he may be ignoring the hints, but sometimes guys just are kind of thick when it comes to those hints.
Yeah, and I also think that one would be less crushed if one, talk to the person about it. And that's what we suggested is, you know, ask him if you can kiss him. Like, talking to him about it wouldn't be the same as taking off your pants.
I think you guys may be a little underestimating, or, you know, years of feminism have taught us that men and women are the same, and the reality is they're not. So a guy can be direct, but women speak a different language, and for her to say, I want to kiss you, which is why she was so nervous in the first call, she was so like, oh, I can never do that, I have a mental block. Women don't want to be seen as sluts, and their slut defenses come up if they have to actually expose their sexuality, and they have wants like that.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, okay, you're speaking very generally here. That statement certainly doesn't apply to all women, and it certainly doesn't apply to a lot of women outside of the Western world. So I think it all depends on a variety of different circumstances, and there are women who have had a lot of success being very direct.
Being deceived by the feminism claptrap, even said. Women like strong men. They don't want to have to ask a man to be kissed by him. They want the man to take them and kiss them the way a man should, and they want to respond, and they send the hints out. You know, a woman's way of hitting on a man is to open herself up to be hit upon. I'm saying?
Largely, I agree with what you're saying. I mean, I also agree with Ian that this is not, you know, this is not true, cut from whole cloth or whatever. You know, it's mostly true or somewhat true.
It's true, but
and it could lead one astray if one you know, picks it up as a banner and charges forward.
I think that what he's saying is generally true in the American society. However, I don't think that it's anything specifically inherent in being a woman. I think it's inherent in being a woman in the American society.
Well, I would disagree with you, and I know that other cultures are different, yes, but ultimately, you talk to a woman, and look at women's romance novels, look at women's movies, the guys in those stories, and none of those movies...
All American phenomena. I mean, what about matriarchal societies? What about societies in which the women are the go-getters, as far as the relationships are concerned?
Those are written by men.
What?
Because that's what men fantasize about.
Wait. You're saying that there are that the scientists that study those societies are just making that stuff up, or what?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about movies. You know.
No, I'm not talking about pop culture. I'm talking about the real world where we have there are some of them out there. I can't cite them exactly for you, but there are matriarchal societies where the women are clearly in charge and they get exactly what they want from the males. And I mean, just look at the queen bee, for instance. Obviously, not human beings there, but just as a quick example, it doesn't always work in the way where the man has to take charge, and I don't think it should.
Right. Yeah, there are examples, but even those Amazon women that we, you know, to make a generalization that you're talking about, kind of, women get their way through subtle subtext and communication, and what men would call manipulation. They still, even though they're making moves, their moves are not direct moves. That's what men do. Their moves are, hey, I'm available, and here's how available. They ask for back rubs. They show a shoulder, and that's, to a woman, a strong move. To us, it's like our moves are copping a feel, you know, and moving in for the kiss. So
I would love to hear from one of our lady listeners tonight. I really would love to hear from at least
one. Oh, you're
going
to get disagreement on this one.
Yeah, I know.
Because I disagree vehemently with this. And I think that it's a generally true statement for most of American society, but I think that it's sad that it's true. And I think that women, like Bea Roses, who you were talking about earlier, who want something from a man, should be willing to reach out and try to get that with communication. I think that if that's what you want, then sometimes you have to really go after what you want instead of just dropping hints, especially if the guy's a little on the thick side towards those.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And she thinks, and that's just it, she is communicating in a very direct female way, which men, you're right, often miss. And you're looking at her, giving her advice of do this, say that. And it's very male advice. And her friends would say, well, did you show him your shoulder? Did you turn? Did you face him and smile?
No, I don't think they would. I don't know that, that girls even know what their own cues are, honestly.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah, women fear their own sexuality, and that's not just American women, because it's just
women fear their own sexuality. Could you make the same statement about men as well? I think you can make the same statement about some men, and I think you can't make those general statements. It's just not true across the board. I don't even know how far across the board it's true.
His generalities are only going to get him in trouble.
No, our women are. Do you have a wife, Doug?
I had one. I have many girlfriends.
Thanks for the call.
It's the subtlety that we are thick-headed about sometimes, and I agree.
Thick-headed is right. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional. But then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll free, 800-259-9231. Joining you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free. So enjoy those, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. There are lots of reasons that you might want to hide your valuables around your home. StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home, most with little or no modification. The guide contains detailed pictures to help you, and most are under $50. StashYourSwag.com. In fact, a lot of them are completely free.
Most of them are free, and they're all under $50.
Well, maybe you should rewrite that if most of them are free.
Yeah, and there's probably one or two that's over $50.
So, StashYourSwag.com, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls going across the pond to the UK, where Ziggy is on the line. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, Gus.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Right, let me give you a perspective on Michael Savage from this side of the pond.
Okay.
Basically, the government, being the fools they are, have managed to give this guy more press than he's ever got in this country.
Yeah.
And so people will be going along to check out his despicable views.
He is disgusting, and you're right about that. If the UK had never heard of Michael Savage before, they certainly have now, because he's made international headlines as a result of them banning him from entry into their country.
Plus also, what I don't think you realize is that it's become to the extent in this country that you actually have to ask permission almost to have an opinion. You know, we've all been basically treated like kids. and no one's going to do anything about it. So.
Yep. They're not going to do anything about it.
We're only
a decade or so behind you, Ziggy.
Another story from over here. ID cards, there's a trial rollout in the city of Manchester beginning in October.
What kind of ID cards? National ID?
Yeah, biometric. You're going to have all your details on it. Of course, people are going to be, you know, brainwashed into thinking, oh, this is to protect our security. No, it's all about control. It's all about keeping tabs on you.
Sure it is. Say, you know, V for Vendetta coming alive, right?
Yeah, but seriously, I never thought I would see it, but here we are, the end of the noughties, and it is, you know, I reckoned possibly by 2030 we would be living in a police state. I have reevaluated that. Let's say 2015.
What would make you say that right now it's not a police state? I mean,
I did the other week. There was a story about an environmentalist group. Members of an environmentalist group were raided by the police because they were suspected of organizing a protest. Not that they did organize a protest, but they were suspected. Merely suspected.
You can't even have a protest in Great Britain these days?
Well, basically, this environmentalist group had targeted one particular coal-fired power station before.
Mm.
And sure, if the protesters had turned up at that that power station, they would be infringing upon property rights, and I don't have a problem with the police dealing with it then.
Sure.
But this was anti-terrorist legislation the police were acting under. They're a bunch of hippies, not some Islamic nutcases willing to blow themselves up.
So what is it, what hallmarks of the police state are you missing, Ziggy, that you would say have to be, what check boxes need to be checked before you actually would say you have a police state? I mean, you say you've moved up your date to 2015 or whatever. What are you missing? What do you need to have?
Well, being thrown in prison for having certain views. That hasn't quite happened yet, but it's happening in society in that basically... You hold a view which, you know, of a typical libertarian view, you are going to be ostracized. It is not part of the zeitgeist. That's it. You're struck off. You're a kook.
Well, to some extent, you're right about the views thing, and I can see where you're going with that. But at the same time, you will be thrown in prison for having views like a libertarian. For instance, if I decided that here in this country, if I decided that I'm a conscientious objector, I don't want to pay for the war, and I'm not going to pay my taxes as a result.
That's having thrown in your prison, thrown in a prison cell as a result of acting on your views.
Right.
Like Sam has.
It's one thing to have them. It's another thing.
How is he, by the way?
But what is? He's doing okay. But what difference does it make if you have views that you won't act on?
It's basically, I don't know anyone who's prepared to act upon their views, other than myself.
Over in the UK? Is it, everybody's that defeated over there?
I'll tell you what libertarians do here. They debate.
Yep.
And they debate. And they debate.
Sounds
and they intellectually masturbate. That's all they do. They sit around. I remember one witnessing on one mail list, a Yahoo mailing group. They were having a debate about the Second World War, and I interjected saying, it happened, get over with it, and of course one person turned around and said, who owns the past, owns the future, and I went, look, I'm only worried about the future, I'm not worried about the past, you know, there's an encroaching police state, can we come out and do some protesting?
Right, the past is repeating itself right now, what are you going to do about it besides sit around and debate things? I mean, it's a frustration that I share, Ziggy, and I thank you for the call tonight. Yes. It's one that bugged the hell out of me when I lived down in Florida, and it's bugged me more so ever since I found out about the Free State Project, which is a brilliant idea to move as many liberty-loving people all to the same geographic region as possible. When I found that out, I said, wow, that's it, that's where I have to be, because where I am is debate club. Where I want to be is with people that are actually going to do something. And now I am where I want to be. I'm up here in New Hampshire, and I'm surrounded by liberty-loving people, and they are actually doing things for liberty. Unlike I've ever seen combined in my lifetime, the amount of activism here is tremendous. And I got to give some credit to the guys down in Phoenix, at Freedom's Phoenix. I don't know, Mark, if you've been following what they've been up to.
Well,
down there, but
I get their newsletter.
There's a great website, freedomsphoenix.com. Great site. with lots of Liberty news on it. It's an excellent resource for those who want to keep up to date on Liberty-related news. But also there's a group of activists that's behind the website that is out doing outreach in the Arizona, I think mostly the Phoenix area, but I'm not sure. Maybe it's all across the state. I haven't gotten quite a full picture on what it is. But Jason and Pete over at the Motorhome Diaries at themotorhomediaries.com are down in Arizona right now, and they were recently meeting up with Ernest Hancock from Freedom's Phoenix, and they met him at the Freedom's Phoenix headquarters, which looked pretty nice, actually. It didn't seem to be in someone's house. It actually seemed to be a headquarters. Mm. And there was a whole group of people there behind Ernest. I mean, like a real active bunch of folks that are out there doing outreach on college campuses, and they're doing the camera fraud thing, which is apparently relatively popular, because there's a lot of red light cameras and stop signs, or whatever the other ones are, red light cameras and something else down there.
Speeding cameras.
And so they've done a really good job at reaching out to people, and I just thought, wow, man, we've got to get some of those activists up here to New Hampshire, because I think they're doing good work, but I think that they're doing it in Phoenix, which has a population of 1.4 million people just in Phoenix alone, let alone the surrounding areas.
Can't be easy.
And that's the population of New Hampshire. 1.4 million is the population of the entire state of New Hampshire. And I thought, you know, we've got a lot of great activists here in Keene and a lot of other activists all across the state of New Hampshire. Having those activists down there from Phoenix up here in New Hampshire would be awesome to supplement the already existing activism here and have them bring their style of activism up here. First of all, you get away from the red light cameras right quick, because we don't have them here in New Hampshire, thank goodness.
Yeah.
So that problem would be solved, and you could focus on other areas of achieving freedom or liberty in our lifetime. And I just think that, you know, where would you want to focus your efforts as far as effectiveness is concerned? Do you want to focus in a city of 1.4 million, or do you want to focus in a state of 1.4 million, or a city of, I mean, the biggest city here is Manchester with 100,000. So talk about multiplying your efforts. Talk about making your efforts far more visible than they would otherwise be in Phoenix.
It'd be great, but, I mean, how many of them could they get to move up?
I
mean,
I don't know.
You wouldn't get the whole group.
No, certainly not the whole group, but I would like to extend an invitation. It's those kind of doers, the activists that are actually going to get out there and hit the pavement and do something, are the kinds of people that we are attracting to New Hampshire.
Right, we're already having a huge effect on the government. We're having an effect on the government now, and I think that we're managing to at least stall the major ugly legislation, the anti-liberty legislation they're trying to put through now. I
Seems
can only
to be
imagine
that way.
If we double our numbers of movers. What are they, 700 movers?
It's
at this
not
point?
If. It's not if, Mark.
Yeah,
it's when. 1-800-259-9231, and it is fun to imagine. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, since we're talking about the Free State Project coming up, we'll tell you a little bit about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is also on the way here shortly this summer. More come up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Ioniczone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ioniczone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. Ioniczone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciox-T. Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to ioniczone.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
Mark. Mike. Hey, Mike.
Sorry, I was reading something.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, all free for you, including actually a webcam as well, at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Also, I guess I should make this announcement on the air. The Free Talk Live streams are now Free Talk Live exclusive, as they once were. But we had added a couple of other programs. Our friends over at Free Minds Radio, Nick and Toby, had been on the Free Talk Live stream during their live show times. And it was after that we'd been carrying Nick and Toby, as well as the Talkback show on Saturday mornings. It was after that point that we launched the Liberty Radio Network at libertyradionetwork.com. So we've now transitioned the non-Free Talk Live programming exclusively to the Liberty Radio Network streams. And of course, Free Minds Radio is also available on the Genesis Communications Network. They're the primary network involved there. But that stuff will no longer be airing on the Free Talk live streams at freetalklive.com. So if you listen to the live streams at freetalklive.com from now on, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you will tune in to Free Talk Live.
It makes sense that the Free Talk Live would be on the Free Talk Live stream and everything else would be on another stream.
Exactly. So just wanted to clear that up. Plus, a quick update here on our friend Sam, friend and documentarian filmmaker. He is currently still in a jail cell. Now it's May 11th. He was put in that jail cell on April 13th. So it's now been a full 4 weeks since our friend Sam was locked away for daring to record video in a public court lobby. And then refusing to give them his legal name when they demanded it from him.
Well, exercising his right to remain silent,
correct.
I think, is
a better way to say it.
This is so important for people to see is that he was attempting to videotape in a courtroom, and they, you know, had blocked it off, you know, blocked off videotaping from the courtroom, and then so they, of course, were going to do some videotaping from the lobby, and well, you can't videotape in the lobby either. They took him down. They, you know, they cuffed him. They tossed him in the car. He wouldn't. He would, you know, chose to enact his right to remain silent. And I understand that, you know, it would be a lot easier for the cops if he gave them their name. I get it, and I know compliance is an important part of the criminal justice system. But really, they tell us we have the right to remain silent. Apparently, they're lying.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be any news, right? I mean, the government lying to people. It's just that now our friend has been sitting in jail for 4 weeks, and he has engaged in a hunger strike the entire time. He's not eaten the jail's food. He did, for a while, he had been drinking milk and had been eating a, or not really eating, but he'd been mixing in a Carnation Instant Breakfast packet, or rather a third of a packet, so he'd stretch a full packet over 3 days. That was what his diet was in the jail cell, and it was just recently that he has shifted to water only. He is no longer drinking milk. He is no longer...
Really?
Doing the Carnation Instant Breakfast. He is on water only at this point. I believe he said when I last talked to him, he said he's going to be meditating on this. He'd come across some information. Maybe he'll be changing his position. I hope he does, because I don't want to see him hurting himself over this. I mean, these people are dangerous, and they're thuggish in what they're doing to him. I would like to see him be of sound mind, you know, by the time he gets out of there. And he's strikingly of sound mind right now, considering he hasn't had a bite to eat in 4 weeks. But I don't know. I don't know much about hungering and fasting. It just seems to me...
It'd be great, right?
Well, some people have said that the only way a hunger strike is going to get any attention is when you're actually on your deathbed, basically, or when they take you and force feed
it's
you.
It's certainly appearing that way.
And I obviously, Sam's a friend of mine. I don't want to see that happen, but no. It's his choice, and that's what he's been doing. Anyway, here's a quick update on the story, because last week, 9 people filed, including myself and Julia, filed writs of habeas corpus in the Superior Court here in Cheshire County. They were dismissed. Also, Ivy's, she's Sam's representation, hers was dismissed the week before that. She took it up to the Supreme Court. They kind of batted it back. They're playing past the buck. And so here's her update from the Sam is in Jail thread over at forum.freekeen.com. She says, now, I don't want you to get too excited or jump to conclusions just yet, but I think what happened today was very good news. As you all may know, I had filed a petition for writ of habeas corpus in Supreme Court. When Supreme Court heard there were new developments in the case, i.e. that the state had determined Sam's name, they commanded the state and allowed me to provide them a brief citing for why or why not they should remand the case back to Superior Court to decide in light of this new evidence. They gave me until May 12th to brief them. Given that I had a week for that, and given the Superior is required by statute to decide on a petition for writ of habeas corpus within 3 days, I went ahead and filed a new/current petition down in Superior Court, so that they would decide prior to my brief being due to the Supreme Court. And in my brief to the Supreme Court, I could specifically say that they've heard and also denied these very same issues, or perhaps approved it. And today, the Superior Court's decision was due, and so they ordered the they issued was as following, that the jail superintendent must, by Wednesday at 4 o'clock, file a response to the allegation that Keene District Court refuses to set a trial date until Sam identifies himself. In other words, if it's not yet approved, it's not yet denied, which means I've caught their attention. I don't know what the outcome will be, but there will most likely be a decision between 4 and 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday or sometime on Thursday. I think the Superior Court will do one of three things, either order his release, order District Court to schedule a trial, or deny it based on whatever good reason that the superintendent and or his lawyers come up with that Sam should be held indefinitely. So she can't say for sure which of the three will happen, and we will see. Time will tell, I suppose. So, not the best news, but it's possibly a tiny little step in the right direction as our friend Sam sits and rots in a jail cell for now over 4 weeks.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And what's crazier is that we all have to pay for it, because if we decide we don't want to pay for this, because everybody that's in the state of New Hampshire, and probably everybody across the country who pays federal taxes, is paying for this. And Jim Babka said in his press release today in the Downsized DC Dispatch that now state governments, their number one funding source is the federal government.
Yeah.
So you're paying for everything everywhere, basically. And so the saddest part about all this is that we're all forced to pay for this. And if we decide we want to stop paying, the sheriffs are going to come and throw us out of our houses and maybe even put us in jail cells, too. However, if enough of us were to stop paying all at the same time, they wouldn't be able to fill the jails up fast enough, and I hope that we can get to that point someday. I hope we get to the point where we have enough activists in New Hampshire that are willing and able and ready and prepared for whatever consequences may come to say, screw you, you government thugs, I do not appreciate what you're doing in my name, and I will no longer be part of funding it. I'll pay for plowing the roads. I'll pay for, you know, keeping the grass mowed or whatever the heck it is, the little piddly stuff that needs to be done. But
yeah,
not,
that's definitely not where the money's going.
Yeah, but not indoctrinating children in state indoctrination camps called government schools.
We got a long ways to go on that one.
Yeah, and not locking my friends, my peaceful friends in jail and my relatives and everybody else that's peaceful. No, I don't want to pay for this anymore.
It baffles the crap out of me that somehow through my property taxes, and I think 80% of the property taxes in my town go to the school, that I have to, I'm going to be homeschooling my child, and then I've got to pay for the schooling of other people's kids. Because they voted on it, because somebody voted on it, because somebody thought it was a good idea, I've got to pay for it. Well, you can always send your kid to that school. Great. Thanks for the government indoctrination center I can send my kid to. I'd rather keep him at home and homeschool him. Thank you very much.
And keep your money.
Yeah, well, I'd like to keep my money, but the fact that I've got to, I've got to pay to teach kids how to cuss like sailors, knife fight, and put condoms on cucumbers, I don't know what the public school is supposed to be doing, but I know that it's turning out somewhere, depending, right, on an average, 20% illiteracy rate.
Yeah, if you're not happy,
I think you could get that by not sending kids to school at all.
Yeah, if you aren't pleased with the competency of the upcoming generations, look no further than the government schools. It just seems to be getting worse and worse generation after generation, because basically what you have is this government that has encouraged people to stay childlike for as long as possible. And at the same time, they've told them, don't have sex. And, of course, everybody does what they're told not to do. So kids are learning, the kids are going out and they're having sex despite the government's abstinence programs. And so kids are having kids. So people that are 20, 21, 22, 18 years old that really haven't had a chance to significantly mature because the government has prevented them from having jobs at young ages and prevented them from essentially from growing up in many ways. So these kids are having kids, are having kids, are having kids, and so on and so forth. And, if you don't even hardly know who you are or have had a chance to build any wealth for yourself, and all of a sudden you've got to take care of a child? I mean, Mark, can you imagine having Jack at age 18?
It'd be a disaster. Well,
it's crazy to think about.
Essentially, as the way to stay poor in the nation. I mean, when you look at statistics, the people that stay poor are the ones that have kids before the age of, 18. Sorry.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. If you would like to comment on any of this, whether it's, we've been all over the place, from relationships to Michael Savage so far this hour, you're certainly welcome to do that. Plus, coming up, a couple of stories that we promised for you over the last couple shows and never got to, a parking ticket nightmare. It's on the way. Plus, if we get a chance, 83 days for missing jury duty, we'll tell you about that. If you thought the draft didn't exist in America, you're wrong. It's called jury duty. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and I recommend you show up for it personally, but we'll get to all that. Hour 2 is on the way. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning. Tutor other community members. And to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlaKeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.